Roger takes off his mask. That's not what I was expecting. I expected to be like RuPaul or actually in a show or something, but I was actually the number one drag queen in a movie. So I guess that works. All right, Robot 647. I think I want to go with number 365. 365. Loading. Please put on mask and begin. Roger puts on mask. And 365 is a fly on the wall in the Oval Office. He's flying around. Tim's flying around as a fly. He lands on the wall. He sees the president. They're talking. The president says, "We have to figure out some way to get rid of TikTok. I'm not a fan of TikTok. We got to get rid of this thing." And then all of a sudden, the president looks over at the wall. Tim's thinking, he doesn't see me. I'm a fly. What's he going to know? I want to hear all these secrets. He looks over, and all of a sudden, he sees Secret Service walking over with something in his hand. What is that? And Roger wakes up. What? That was a fly swatter. How do you not fly away when you see a fly swatter coming at you? That's ridiculous. Robot 647 says, "That was our trick one. You get a free destination." Roger's like, "I better, because that was ridiculous." All right, let's go with number four. Loading, number four. Tim comes to, and the first thing he sees is a Tyrannosaurus Rex. He is living with dinosaurs.
The Tyrannosaurus Rex started coming towards him. Tim started freaking out. Oh my gosh, is this another one of those tricks? Because I'm surely about to die right now. Then all of a sudden, Tim noticed the T-Rex had a long wood in it, piece of wood in his mouth. He was like, "What is this T-Rex doing?" He kept coming closer and closer, and Tim braced himself to be out of this simulation already again, hoping he'd get another credit. When all of a sudden, the T-Rex dropped the stick at his feet and started barking at him. Wait a minute. He looked. The T-Rex's teeth were nothing like what he expected. And now the T-Rex was barking at him. Maybe these T-Rexes weren't as bad as we thought. So Tim picked up the stick and threw it. The T-Rex started chasing after it. Wow. It's just like a dog in my world. That's crazy. I have a pet T-Rex now. How awesome is this? It was about that time Tim looked up and he saw a raptor. He started to freak out. He's like, "I know there's no way that these things aren't as ferocious as we know." So he started to back away when all of a sudden he heard the raptor go, "Meow! Meow!" What in the hell? A raptor's meowing? It was about that time Tim noticed out of the corner of his eye a huge comet in the sky. What was he supposed to do?
Damn it, as Roger removes his mask. None of these are what I thought they were going to be, man. Every one of them. Like, every one of them is like me potentially killing somebody. Like, I know I want to do that, but like, I don't want them to see it coming. I want them to kind of fight back or do something. Jeez. As he's flipping through the book, Roger's like, "Man, what's a good one? What is a good one? I feel like I've did all of these. What is this one? Baby killer. No, that's not a good one." He flips the page again. "Oh, what is this one? Animal killer. No, no, gay. No, I don't want to do that one. Oh, what is this? Psychotic serial killer. Warning, may cause hallucinations. Requires a verbal yes." Robot 647. Download 69. "Yes, we will download 69. You have to give us a verbal yes, and it requires us to restrain you and you have to stay in for a minimum of 1 hour. If you come out earlier, you will potentially have hallucinations. So think about that. It requires a yes. Downloading 6 to 9. No, robot 647. That's not what I was saying. I was thinking, I wasn't really trying to say that. As the straps come out and lock Roger in, his arms and his legs, he's strapped in and he can't move. And the mask is lowering down, and the mask comes upon Roger's face. And then the scene starts to play out.
Parental advisory recommended, not for the faint at heart. The simulation starts. Roger's now Tim again. He has this strong feeling like he needs to do something. He needs to hurt somebody. It's just running through his veins and he's to his core. So he starts walking down the street and he sees this old guy walking down the street. He's like, okay, I'm gonna take this opportunity, get him by himself, and I'm gonna kill this guy. He keeps following him around to the corner, gets around the corner, sneaks up behind him, pulls out his knife and slits his throat. The guy starts bleeding out, falls to the ground, and Tim has this rush come over him. He's, oh, that was awesome. But that wasn't enough. It's already over. I need more. So he runs back to his car. He starts driving around. He sees a couple walking down the street. So he pulls up next to the couple and he says, hey, can y'all help me with some directions? As soon as they lean down to look into the car and talk to him, he pulls out a gun, shoots them both in the head. Pow, pow. They both fall. Blood splatters, hits him in the face. And he has such a strong rush again. He's like, oh, that feeling is amazing. I need more. So he starts driving around. He sees another couple getting into a car. He decides he's going to follow them home because he wants to be a little longer. Follows them home, gets to the house. He sneaks into the back door as they're coming in the front. And he walks and he sees pictures of kids. He's like, oh, this is going to be good. He sneaks up on the husband and wife. He knocks the husband out, brings her downstairs, brings the wife downstairs. And he starts slowly flaying them alive. And they're begging, please, please don't touch the kids. Please don't touch the kids. He's like, oh, I got some special plan for them. But he has a sneaking suspicion somebody's been following him. So he walks upstairs towards the kids. Just as soon as he does, his throat gets slit and he starts bleeding out. He looks up, sees a guy, and then everything turns white.